The company was named after a card game, Magic the Gathering Online Exchange. That's what Mt. Gox stood for, a site built to trade fantasy playing cards that never caught on. In 2010, it pivoted to Bitcoin. By early 2014, it handled over 70% of every Bitcoin transaction on Earth. Then someone stole it. All of it. The hack didn't happen overnight. Starting in late 2011, thieves quietly accessed Mt. Gox's hot wallet, the live account used to process daily withdrawals. Night after night, small batches of Bitcoin disappeared. No alarm triggered, no audit caught it. CEO Mark Carpalace, a French developer running the exchange from Tokyo, apparently had no idea. For over 2 years, the bleeding continued. By the time Mt. Gox froze withdrawals on February 7, 2014, hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin were already gone. Customers flooded the support queue. The website went blank. Then on February 24th, trading stopped entirely. A leaked internal document told the real story. The exchange had been insolvent for years. The theft wasn't a single dramatic breach. It was a slow, patient drain, hidden for more than 700 consecutive days inside the world's most trusted crypto exchange. On February 28, 2014, Carpalace filed for bankruptcy in Tokyo. He reported 850,000 Bitcoin had vanished, roughly 7% of all Bitcoin in existence. About 200,000 were later found in an old wallet, leaving a net loss of 650,000 coins, worth approximately $473 million at the time. Carpalace was arrested in 2015. Convicted in 2019, his sentence was suspended. Customers waited a decade for repayment. By the time creditors finally received partial payback in 2024, paid in Bitcoin, not dollars, those coins had appreciated so dramatically that the bankruptcy estate was technically solvent. The 650,000 stolen Bitcoin were never recovered. At Bitcoin's 2024 peak, they would have been worth more than $60 billion. A card game site, the greatest digital heist in history, and 2 years of silence.